You have your screw gun in here?
If you would have told Naomi Gallmeyer when she was a little girl that she would grow up to be a plumber, she says she probably wouldn't have believed you. But that's exactly what happened. Today, she's drilling the holes in preparation for laying pipe in a Habitat for Humanity house. She works for Jane Hagedorn, who owns B-Day Plumbing, a mostly female plumbing operation based in Iowa City.
Oh, I was working at a restaurant, and I was topped out at pay. And I found a class at Kirkwood that was a plumbing class. It was only a nine-month program. And, of course, I was the only woman in the class. And afterwards, I sent out, I think, 13 or 14 resumes, and I sent one to Jane, and she was the only one that responded to my resume.
Gallmeyer is among 2% of women who work in the construction trades nationwide and among 1% of women in Iowa. She spends her days dressed in jeans and a t-shirt wielding a power drill. She's in the minority because she can expect to make around the same amount of money as a man who holds the same job. In Iowa, the wage gap between white men and white women is the smallest for women like Gallmeyer, who hold associate's degrees and who work in STEM fields, hospitality, the trades, or jobs in natural resources. Kristen Corey is a program planner for the Iowa Commission on the Status of Women.
A lot of those jobs tend to be union-based jobs. A lot of the plumbers that come in, a lot of the electricians that come in, they have unions that support them and support their wages, fight for things like benefits. So that could be one reason why, particularly in the trades, you see more equitable wages between men and women.
Those jobs in the trades, however, aren't always easy to land. As Gallmeyer said, she sent out more than a dozen resumes and only heard back from Hagedorn.
They were all male-oriented plumbing shops, and she was willing to take a risk on me. But I think it was just because of the woman factor that wouldn't be able to keep up with the boys.
Even though the gender pay gap is smaller in fields like Gallmeyer's, a gap still exists. Statistics compiled by the American Association of University Women ranks Iowa 28th out of 50 states for its gender pay gap, giving the state a D+. The pay gap is even larger for minority women. African American women, for example, can expect to make 61 cents for every dollar a man makes, and Latinas make 58 cents on every dollar.
The reason we're stopping you, this is not a big deal at all.
Erica Billerbeck is a conservation officer with the Iowa DNR based in Johnson County. Her job has one of the smallest wage gaps in the state. During the summer, Billerbeck spends a lot of time patrolling the lake in Coralville. She's one of only six women working for the Iowa DNR in conservation and has spent her career outdoors. She says she loves it, but sometimes it's isolating.
It's kind of hard to describe, but there are definitely times when I wish I had more female company to work with, but I like working with the guys that I work with, but there's just some things that you just want to have women around for, so.
Motivating girls to take jobs in male-dominated sectors like Billerbeck's has been touted as one part of a strategy to close the wage gap. Corey stresses that the gender pay gap is not just a, quote, woman problem.
It's not just women who are affected, it's women's families. If you start off with a lower wage at the get-go, you could affect people's families and women and children in poverty.
Corey says raising the minimum wage in the state would go a long way towards closing that pay gap. 70% of minimum wage earners in Iowa are women. Legislation that would have raised the state's minimum wage failed in the 2015 session, but Senate Democrats have said they will reintroduce the issue next year. In Iowa City, I'm Lindsay Moon, Iowa Public Radio News.